This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
From the spacious Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles, California, and the satellite Forever Dog Studios in Baltimore, Maryland, back from their southern sojourn, this is Boomzilla.
And here's your host, Dan and Eric. Eric and Dan.
Wow.
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm good. kind of sputtered on that intro. How are you coming down from tour?
Well, I love.
Can we call it? Was it a tour?
I don't know what it was.
15 stops. That's a tour.
Was it 15 for you? Yeah.
Oh man, just slid right back into my podcast voice. That was.
Well, you're wet as fuck. You're consummate pro. Welcome back to Groomzillas.
That was wet as fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, wetheads, get wet, stay wet. This is the one and only Groomzillas coming to you on the variety headline hitting Forever Dog podcast network.
Did you miss us? Oh yeah, on the variety. Forever Dog was on variety.
Lots
Sorry,
happening. No. Did you miss us? Thank you. Putting up with our absence. We were on the road. It was a long road. We made it through.
The answer is no. Nobody missed us.
Eric, I know for a fact the boards it's were true. Lighting up while we were gone.
No.
No. No, we got almost a dozen DMs on the socials.
Whoa.
Where are you guys? When's the next ep dropping? Stuff like that.
No.
Yeah, we did. And now we're back to great acclaim and the network that we're barely hanging on to is doing fantastic without us.
Thriving.
In fact, thriving in our absence.
Above thriving, yeah.
But good to be back.
How was the road? What did you think? Overall impression now. I've been back for like a week. What do you think?
Yes, we've had time to digest. I thought I had the time of my life. I think it was...
You're not being serious.
I am being serious. I laughed harder... Which is why I knew I wanted to go on it, but I laughed harder than I've ever laughed in my life.
Yeah.
I think we're all better friends for it. We had some trials. We had some tribulations.
We did.
But I think we ended in a stronger place than where we began.
How do you feel? I feel about the same.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever want to go to that many cities in a row to do comedy.
Never again.
But I'm glad I went to all those cities and now I can go back to those cities one at a time.
It was I learned a lot. I think that's the big takeaway.
I did. And that was the only thing I cared about going in was I want to grow as a comedian and learn as a professional comedian, how to be professional.
Yeah.
And I feel like that both those things happened. I learned and I grew.
Yeah.
And everything else was, gravy.
Yeah. Here's what I'll have to say, and that's the story I've been telling people.
We're being so polite right now because it got real.
Yeah, it got real. But as I say, I think we landed in a better place than where we began. I suspect you might feel differently.
No, I don't. I mean, time will tell. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm glad it happened.
Yeah.
That's for sure. We got in a really big fight in Asheville. We were really drunk.
We got in a really big
fight.
We were
drinking a lot.
Yeah.
And Dan and I got in a really big fight in Asheville.
True.
David Van Huysen.
Poor David.
No, not really. I mean,
just to be.
He knew what he was getting into. We all did.
Here's what I'll say. We were three grown men spending 24 hours a day, 7 days a week together, either in a car, in a hotel room, or in a drunken stupor together.
Sometimes in a pool.
A lot of times in a pool. We had a great time.
If we had only just kept it in the pool. If we had only...
Keep it in the pool.
If we'd only got wet and stayed wet.
Yeah. That's what we dried out. I think we dried out a little bit.
We didn't talk about the podcast, I don't think, once. Also, I don't think either one of us ever mentioned the podcast on stage.
It was spotty. It was spotty when it came up.
But we did run into our friend Piper, who was a Denver comic.
Yeah. Shouts to Piper, who said she'd been binging. Shouts to Andrew Michael,
Who
put us on one of the best shows of the tour, at least for me, who will definitely be a forthcoming guest.
Wonder Comedy in Atlanta. It's one of the best shows.
Yeah.
Atlanta was crazy.
Atlanta was crazy. And Wes and former guests, which we didn't record, Wes Van Horn and Christian Rand.
In Birmingham,
who were our fabled Denver live show podcast.
They're Groomzilla's family, I would say.
Definitely. 100%.
We kicked off the tour on a real family vibe.
Yeah. Here's my line that I've been telling people when I got back.
Okay, what is it?
How was the tour? It was great, and I never have to do it again. What it felt like coming home? Because it took me like, I don't know if you're still recuperating, because you guys went on to a few more dates after me.
We did.
It took me much longer to get acclimated back to normal life than I expected it to.
Yeah, me too.
And the metaphor I've been using is it felt like I was sprinting my hardest on a treadmill, and then I just jumped off. And then I was just like standing, you know, above the treadmill. You know how when you sprint really hard on a treadmill? And then you jump off and straddle it. That's kind of how it felt like leaving that tour. I was sprinting. I was in a dead sprint, but I also wasn't moving, but I was in a dead sprint.
Yeah.
And then I just jumped off. I was like, wow, I was just running really really fast.
Yeah.
Anyway, it took me about 72 hours until I started feeling normal again.
You also didn't have... That could be one of the drawbacks of you, because you came back to an empty house and immediately like came home and Wendy wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't know if it was good or bad because.
Yeah. I think it was. That's what I'm saying. It's like that could be really jarring.
It was. It was jarring, but it was also, you know, it's good to decompress because to go from that into a, you know, right back in it with Wendy may have been its whole, you know, a whole other thing unto itself. But I purely decompressed from like the world and just. Sobered up is what I'm trying to say. We sobered up.
Yeah, we did a lot of drinking. I did a lot of smoking weed. It took me physically a couple of days.
That's mainly what I'm talking. Yeah,
straight, just chilling, just like hardcore sitting down.
Hit a wall. I was horizontal.
Yeah.
I heard the shows I did not participate in went well. Did Finn come out and see you guys in West Virginia?
I don't think so. I don't know who that is. Finn who?
Finn Kincannon. You would have known him if he was there.
He was in West Virginia?
He goes there for work sometimes, and he was texting us. He's like, he was 3 hours away, though.
Oh, he was definitely not there. I would have remembered. I love Finn. Yeah. West Virginia show was really weird.
Okay.
Remember the thing that happened on when we were on the road? Really, what I got into was the rhythm of it all, which was like, was kind of brutal. It was like, drive to a hotel, be tired from being on the road for a couple of hours.
Well, wake up hungover, leave hotel.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, like the day of a show. It's like preparing for a show the whole time was what I got into. It was like, but we had that moment that happened. It was like every time we ate, it was like... Oh shit, we have to do a comedy show now. And every time we ate shitty fried food.
Yeah.
A lot of really delicious food.
Very heavy, really heavy fried food.
But when we came back home, when I got home and I was like, oh fuck, I just missed home so much. I'm such a homebody.
Yeah.
And I just did not want to do those last two shows at all.
Yeah.
It was really hard. And like David being here kind of helped. But I was also like, oh man, I just want to be alone
with
my with my big ass wife and my two cats.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. But they were really fun. Baltimore especially was like, it felt really, really good to be on stage in Baltimore again.
Yeah.
Felt good to be home.
But it was quite an experience.
Yeah.
We are back.
We're back.
And it's time for more Groomzillas. And I'm just looking at the clock right here, Eric. I don't know what time you got there. It's time. It's time once again for the nuptial news at 9. This is the nuptial news at 9 with Dan and Eric. Nuptial news is always best if listened to on the 9s. We got a lot of headlines, a lot of news happening while we were gone, but we're just going to stick to this week. Big celebrity news, Eric. Should we tackle this first? Chris Pratt and one Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Oh, wow.
Got married over the weekend. They feel so blessed to begin this new chapter of our lives. Mm-hmm. We are so thankful to our families and our friends who stood with us, and grateful to Mr. Giorgio Armani, who created a once-in-a-lifetime dress for Catherine to wear, and for me, the perfect suit.
Wow.
This morning, we feel nothing but blessed.
Is this the tweet that, what's his face? Pratt
put that out, and yeah. Catherine had a almost word-for-word post as well.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? What do you think that wedding was like?
I wish I could be happier for these two. You know, I really do. It's just there.
What do you think? What do you think that wedding was like, though? What do you think?
Well,
off the dome.
I bet basic as fuck and boring. That's just. Yeah. I mean, what do you
really religious? Sounds like.
Yeah. They're on their. I mean, they're on their God trip.
Sounds like it was probably really religious.
I actually have some stuff to back up my basic suspicions from the People magazine article. During the reception, Pratt made a speech, thanked their guests. In addition. Guests danced to Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk, as well as Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, Journey's Don't Stop Believin', and Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA.
It sounds like Chris Pratt did a lot of talking at the wedding. Probably made a couple of speeches, a couple of toasts, if he can, just for a second.
Uh-huh.
I want to say that he probably at some point, I don't know if it was during the ceremony, but maybe after that, I'm sure his acoustic guitar made an appearance at some point.
Yeah. You think he went Andy DeWard? What's his name? Andy Dwyer.
Yeah.
You think he Dwyered it up?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That's probably a good guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? Rob Lowe was there. Speaking of Parks and Rec, Rob Lowe was in attendance.
Is that the only Parks and Rec alum there?
That's the only celebrity I got that got a shout in this People.
That lines up.
Yeah.
That lines up.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's interesting. Interesting.
Congrats to those two kids. I wish them all the best.
Yeah.
Well, you got a headline. You got a hell of a headline for this week, don't you?
This headline coming out from The Cut. This is on The Cut. The Wedding Files. The bride who carried an owl down the aisle.
Uh-oh.
And there's this woman, and she's got this big, very scary-looking owl. Owls terrify me. Owls...
They got big eyes.
And big talons to match.
Yeah.
And the bride's dress in a falconer glove. She had to wear a falconer glove. That's pretty cool. Any accessory is good by me.
Yeah.
I love accessories.
Yeah.
I just think that so much can go wrong. Yeah. And I never assume, like, I just think birds are just,
they,
I don't know. I feel like they're too stupid to be trained completely, except for pigeons. And owls are probably really smart, too.
Yeah.
I think owls and pigeons are probably the two smartest birds.
Well, owls are known for being wise.
Yeah.
Now.
But they're also known for being, and I think lesser, like, because they're so cartoony and Harry Potter and the Blow Pop commercial, like all that. And like.
Yeah.
They are fucking murderers, man.
Yeah.
They will do murder.
They're birds of prey.
I would just assume, like, just Google, listener, Google owl wedding, and then just see that most of the time it's bad.
Yeah. I just did that myself, and the first thing that came up was owl attacks best man after delivering wedding rings.
Yeah.
So
Owl gives birth during wedding.
Owl in spectacular wedding fail. Wedding yes. upstaged by high flying owl. It's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Blood spilled as owl crashes wedding. Was invited.
Yeah.
Still does murder.
Was it a barn owl? Was it a barn owl she was walking down with? Do you know?
This does not look like... This looks like a professional ass fucking owl. This owl... Oof.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I have more headlines, more to get to. Oh, by the way, we haven't mentioned our guest this week is Allison Stevenson. Stick around with
She's
her.
She's great.
Great. Great talk.
She's one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stick around for her. But more NUP news to get to before that.
Let's do it. Let's do it right away.
Bride cancels her wedding just to spite mother-in-law.
Smart.
Bride-to-be canceled her entire wedding despite her future mother-in-law, and the internet is cheering her on. This is from Reddit,
yes.
like most things are here at Groomzilla's. Her post starts off, I, 26-year-old female, have been with my now husband, 26-year-old male, for roughly 4 years. Things have always been rocky with his mother. He is from a very wealthy family, and I haven't really lived up to their expectations. I'm from a comfortable middle-class family, and she refers to us as the bumpkins. Oof. She is overbearing and manipulative, and my husband admits the same. We got engaged a while ago and been planning the wedding for about a year. The thing is, a legit wedding ceremony has never really been us. It always felt like we were planning it out of obligation. 2 months, all caps, before the wedding date, his mother sends me a detailed spreadsheet with about 80 people on it, telling me that none of these invitees were optional and I had to better invite all of them. Our wedding was initially about to be 50 people, was supposed to be about 50 people, and only about 15 of the people on her spreadsheet were invited. She mentioned how they all bought flights and booked hotels, even though they had not received invites. This kind of flew me into a blind rage. I called everyone and canceled. We got married in a national park with our two best friends.
That's it. When people complain about how tradition has left the wedding industry and there's no more traditional weddings, this is why. Because past generations, they fucking go wild with that shit, and it's too much.
Also, I think what they ended up with.
Good on you, sister. Good on you, sister.
What they ended up with sounds great. Married in a national park with their two best friends.
Two best friends. Exactly.
Non-tradition. You know what I'm curious about? Which park? You think it was Glacier? You think it was Glacier National Park? You think it was a Yosemite?
There's a lot of national parks that are there, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Are out there. They're beautiful.
Maybe
beautiful
it was Everglades. Is the Everglades a national park? I think it is.
Everything is. Anything that's beautiful in this country.
I didn't know you were a national park.
Me?
See what
I'm
I did?
Not what is that supposed to mean?
See what
I'm
I
not,
did? I called you beautiful.
But I'm not beautiful.
I got one more for you. This one's the juiciest. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Newlyweds and four wedding guests arrested for breaking into school after nuptials.
TV rotted people's brains.
TV!
This, like, ever-loving obsession that our generation has with nostalgia and movies and the fucking Breakfast Club. Like, go fuck yourself.
If you had to guess what state this happened in, what would be your guess?
The white one. No.
Where?
Florida? Was it Florida?
It was Florida.
It was Florida.
A newly married couple in Florida and four of their wedding guests were arrested for allegedly breaking into an elementary school hours after their nuptials.
Did they get married there?
No. According to let me jump down here. The caretaker of the school, which the guys broke into, contacted authorities after hearing a commotion. The bride told police that the group, quote, found the school, which she and the others believed to be abandoned, parked, and looked around the building, as per reports. Carlson claimed that her new husband took pieces of an electrical breaker, which was out and broken at the scene. Okay, so they just broke in and stole some stuff. They were charged.
Wait, they took a part of the electrical breaker?
Yeah. He wanted part of that electrical breaker, apparently.
That's weird.
They were charged with burglary, criminal mischief, and theft, and the six suspects were booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail. According to WKRG, everyone except the bride, it was the groom, the bride, and four dudes. Everyone except the bride are enlisted in the Marines.
Oh, I see.
It's a fun detail. It doesn't even say if that's their elementary school, though.
Oh, it's just an elementary.
I think
school.
It was just a elementary school.
They just wanted to wreck. They just wanted to. They just some wanted chaos.
Chaos isn't a pit. Chaos is a ladder. All right, that's all I got for NUP news. Let's close up the nuptial news at 9. That was the nuptial news at 9 with Dan and Eric. Okay, let's take a break, and we'll be back in the spacious Forever Dog Studios with Allison Stevenson.
I'm pumped.
Welcome back to Groomzillas. We're in the spacious Forever Dog Studios with Allison Stevenson. Allison, thanks for joining us and almost opening up about your rollerblading.
Hi, Allison. Hi. That was literally the highlight. Like, that's it.
He rollerbladed.
And he, like, had a cocaine addiction, but...
That's sexy.
They kind of go together.
I mean, you got to put something in the fanny pack, right? And if you have rollerblading.
Yeah.
Very cool. Did he do
just
tricks?
Just doing lines off his wrist guard?
Tricks or, like, a long-distance guy?
You know,
did he grind?
I can't tell you. I'm sure, right? That's like a thing. You know, I never took part. I never watched.
You just knew about it.
I just knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, we should kind of date for 5 months.
Oh, okay. 5 months. Pretty good.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty good amount of time.
Pretty good run.
For me, that's like, whew.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
You host a podcast that's sort of like diametrically opposed to our wedding podcast, kind of, right? What's it called? Very Single?
V-Single.
V-Single.
Yeah. So, it's short for very.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I'm with the kids. I get it. So you just celebrate being single and...
Yeah, except, well, I'm not single now.
Oh,
but.
Okay. Another rollerblader? Yeah.
For a really long time, I was very, very, very single.
V-Single.
Is it the dude that I met when I was in California last September?
The one that I'm dating now?
Yeah.
No.
That's a different dude.
You met a dude?
Yeah, he was like short, brown hair.
Oh, maybe it was him, actually.
Hmm. I feel like it might be.
It could have been.
I came back when we came back to Tess's wedding. Yeah, I was really
drunk.
That was
so random. You were just there at like 2 in the morning.
I know, and I was so fucking drunk. I was just like, Alan, let's get a bottle of Jim Beam and sit across each other from the balcony and just get really drunk and talk.
Aww.
And that's what we did. Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, that's sweet. I think it actually was him.
Yeah, probably the same guy.
Yeah.
And he's not a rollerblader. He's just a guy in your life.
He's just a guy. Yeah. Okay. I mean, he does other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He made a really good impression on me. If that means anything.
Oh, that's good.
How so?
Yeah. I was really drunk, but I got a good vibe from him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very quiet person.
Yeah.
He's very shy.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Mm-hmm.
It's my thing.
Okay. How did you guys meet?
At a comedy show.
Oh, look at that.
What?
The first time I ever like got hit on. Well, that's not true. First time in a long time that I got hit on after a comedy show.
Oh, okay. Let's see where you go. Yeah, after a set, you did?
After a set, yeah. And he, like, put the moves on me.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I was, like, drunk, and I was like, you want to, like, go to a bar and drink? And he was like, sure. And then we, like, fucked, and I, like, thought we were never going to talk again, but then he, like, kept trying to hit me up, and I was like, oh, you, like, want to hang out?
What's wrong with you?
It was very weird.
Oh. What were his moves? Do you remember his moves?
Oh, man, I don't really... Fuck. What were his moves? I honestly was so drunk, I can barely remember.
Mm, yeah.
But I remember, like, him asking for my number.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, let's just... Yeah, he asked for my number, and I was like, do you want to just drink now? Because I was, like, already drunk and, like, horny or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And from there, we walked to a bar and... got to know each other better.
Yeah, we don't need to push this down the road. Let's just have a date now.
Yeah. But he, I guess, made the first move in that sense where he, like, asked for my number.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And then I kind of...
And then he actually used it, which is, like, move number two. He, like, used it.
Which
he
was like, wild. Oh,
yeah.
I was like, what? I literally thought it was a one-night stand. I did not have any plan in mind for us to actually date.
Right.
Yeah.
But then it happened.
You were V-single at the time.
I was V-single, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's great.
Oh, you know what's funny, actually?
What?
I mean, this is a boring story.
No, please tell it.
What's funny is the place where it was, I was like talking to a dude who lived at the house because it was like a comedy house show.
Okay.
So I was talking to the dude that lived there, and we had like matched on apps and stuff, and we're texting, and I thought I was gonna like hang out with him.
Right.
But he basically just didn't really pay much attention to me. And apparently my now boyfriend was like a friend of his.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's a classic you snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
a classic
yeah.
snoozer and you loser. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. That happened. Yeah. You're distracted by this thing over there. You don't even see maybe what's right in front. He saw it though.
Yeah.
He saw
or
it.
You're just that's a all fucking, that matters.
Or you're just a fucking coward.
Hmm. Yeah, why did you act? Why did you ask for the number?
I'm just gonna play it cool. I watched Swingers once. I'm gonna wait. I'm not gonna fucking
swing.
Call. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I just dated myself. I'm 43 years old.
Okay, so that's great. You've been dating for a few months now. That's mm-hmm. doesn't sound like, but you before that you were proudly single. You
yeah.
started a podcast about it.
Totally.
Well, but I assume you're not against monogamous relationships either. Just like we aren't against no. single people here at our wedding podcast. I don't think. Are we? What's our stance on single people?
I'm four. One four.
Okay.
1-4. Yay.
Okay. And I'm going to abstain from voting. For some
one
reason,
I'm not,
that's
not going to
vote. That's a vote in itself, though.
Isn't it?
Yeah, if you think
cool.
about it.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I guess I just reined in. No, I'm fine with single people.
I mean, it's hard.
I'm actually not yeah. against most things that are not harmful to others.
Yeah.
What about weddings? I'm sure you're a riot at a wedding. Mm-hmm. Are you a good time at a wedding?
I don't know. I don't go to that many weddings.
Do you like going to weddings?
I do. I don't get invited to a lot. And I guess maybe now is the age where that will start happening more.
Yeah.
But I've only been to maybe like four weddings.
Okay. And a funeral?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I've never been to a funeral, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that seems even more unusual to me.
Really?
Maybe not.
I mean, I know dead people.
Honestly, you just refuse to pay your respects.
I just have no respect. Once you die, you're dead to me.
Yeah.
You lose your snooze.
Figuratively as well. Yeah.
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 Wow.
You lose your snooze. That's a classic rumor. You lose it.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I say something right now? I'm going to be vulnerable for
sure.
a second. I really regret not inviting you to our wedding.
Oh, thanks.
That's like a weird fucking thing to say. But
I mean,
it got really stupid. It's really hard to plan a wedding, and we weren't very good about it. I thought you would have been really fun.
You know, I was out of town that weekend.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
so, I shouldn't even said it.
Great.
I shouldn't even fucking said it.
I mean, I saw the grams. I saw my buds there, and I was like, damn, that looks fun.
I know.
But
yeah, I know.
Well, that's
it
good.
Wouldn't have worked out anyway.
Everything's good. I've said that to people that I've seen since that I'm like, you should
is
have been
couth?
A wedding.
Is it couth to say that?
I don't think so. I think it's uncouth.
But we're I mean.
Who cares, though?
We're all comedians, right? We're post PC.
I guess
know?
So.
We're out here roasting each other, correct? Roasting.
Yeah, I feel pretty roasted right now. Now everybody knows I wasn't invited to your wedding. That's pretty shitty. Thanks.
Well, I mean, they saw the grams.
Yeah.
They saw the grams.
Yeah, but it could have been like I chose not to go.
Yeah,
it could have been like I had the upper hand.
It's true. Yeah, no one.
I mean, that
no
can
one...
be the narrative. That can for
no,
sure
can't.
Be the narrative.
No, we're running with the story. We're going to put
nobody
it out
listens.
There.
Nobody listens to this podcast.
Lots of people
I'll start,
listen.
I'll start tweeting about it. Allison, we wanted Allison there. Allison couldn't do it. Wouldn't do it.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
She actually said she shouldn't do it. I was like,
you know what? My agent got the message to me late.
Oh, one of
is
those.
What happened.
Oh,
yeah.
One
yeah.
of those. That's too bad. That's too bad. Well.
Well, I mean, it was an unrepped wedding, so completely unrepped.
So I couldn't go anyway. Yeah.
All around. Yeah.
What about, okay, so what are you, in your late 20s, mid-20s?
I'm 30.
You're 30. Okay, so yeah, you're in prime wedding time zone.
Yeah.
What about the weddings you have been to? Friends? Family?
I went to my uncle's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I totally forgot. I went to my mom's wedding.
What?
When she remarried.
Oh, that's awesome. Which you weren't counting?
I literally forgot until just now.
Okay.
I completely forgot.
Yeah.
So my uncle, my mom, and then two friends.
Okay.
Wait, how old were you when your mom got remarried?
I think I was like 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How was
were
that?
You,
Yeah.
Were you in it? Were you in the wedding?
It wasn't very traditional. It was like a Jewish wedding, and it was very like not like that sort of a thing. Yeah. It was very very chill, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't even know if it was that traditional of a Jewish wedding.
Yeah.
Courthouse? Was it like a courthouse thing?
No, it was like in a banquet in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
You know what's funny is I... you're making me... A lot of memories being researched this year that I totally forgot.
We're shaking them loose.
Lay it on us.
Yeah, I went to like this like... I was going to write a story about it, slash was like curious to go. This like speed dating for people who were into BDSM. It was like kink speed dating.
Sure.
And...
cracking that whip
the whole time. Yeah, the whole time I was there I was like, why is this place so fucking familiar? I like looked around, I just remember being like, I know I've been here before. And then it finally hit me like halfway through, like talking to some fucking middle-aged dumbass who like was being so creepy. I was like, holy shit, this is where my mom got married.
Wow.
I remembered like halfway through.
Wow.
Like, oh, wow, man. This is where it happened.
Yeah.
And now I'm at a fucking kink speed dating night.
And that's the valley.
Yeah, and that's the valley.
That's
in a nutshell, yeah.
Was one more memorable than the other or about the same?
You know what? I didn't remember my mom's wedding until now. So
there it is.
There's the evidence. Yeah.
You said you were not in her wedding?
No, we didn't do that sort of assigned roles thing. It was very, it was more like a party. Like, there was like a rabbi there, and I guess there must have been some sort of...
Do the chuppah? You break the glass?
Yeah, we do the break the glass and the dance in a circle and lift them up on a chair.
That's fun. Jewish weddings are so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, the best.
Really
weird as fuck. Like, nothing makes sense, but, you know, tradition.
Yeah. So, is your mom still married to that same man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. They're still.
Yes.
They're rock solid.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. What about your uncle's wedding? I'm just going to go down the line.
That one, I was younger, and I remember it way less.
Great.
That was like, man, where was that even? I think it was like near Magic Mountain, like in that area.
Valencia?
Valencia. Yeah. You know, that I remember that being pretty chill.
It's like a real ranchy area. It's right before you get to the grapevine.
It's weird because it was my dad's side of the family who I'm less close with. Okay. And I didn't, I honestly don't think I knew anybody there other than my dad.
Oh, okay.
Because most of my family's on the East Coast for my dad's side and a lot of them couldn't make it.
Gotcha.
So it was mostly just like my uncle's friends and like my aunt's family.
Yeah.
So I didn't really know anybody and I kind of just stood there.
Did you
eat food?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out on the dance floor at all? Don't remember.
You know, I don't like dancing. I'm not a dancer. Unless I'm drunk as fuck and like someone's telling me to dance, I'll do it. And I won't.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Like, I'll do it to do it, but I don't get the joy that people get from it.
Yeah.
Dancing altogether or dancing at a wedding?
Dancing altogether.
Yeah.
Any kind of dancing, like at a club or like a bar.
You got to
like,
feel it or else it's not going to happen.
I really just don't understand. I don't get the joy that other people seem to get. They're like, I just
you don't dance. Do you dance? Yeah. You don't dance when you're alone?
No.
Great question.
No. Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
No. I like stripping, though. Like, I strip
I
now.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. But that, to me, is not really dancing. It's a
different thrill. It's a,
Yeah. It's a whole different set of rules.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is music.
There is music.
And moving the body.
And then moving the body.
But it's more about like...
Yeah.
It's more about jiggles than dance moves. It's more about like having things, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is more fun than like having to like have like a rhythm and shit and be on beat. And like, I can't do that
steps.
Stuff.
Like
steps.
Steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the steps. Okay. I kind of like just flailing around.
You can do that.
Yeah. You can do that on the dance floor, too.
True. Yeah.
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 You've never gotten drunk and enjoyed dancing in and of itself.
Not that much. Sometimes I like slow dancing, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not a thing. I feel like that's less and less of a thing.
Since junior high, it's gone down. Yeah, maybe.
As time goes
by. I feel like it should be more of a thing.
Yeah.
Why not?
Me too.
Yeah.
It just feels corny, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. People just aren't that into it.
Yeah.
And weddings are a great time to slow dance.
It's kind of the only opportunity left for adults to slow dance.
Totally. Yeah.
Or karaoke. I've seen some slow dancing at karaoke.
That's adorable. I like that.
Yeah, why not?
Tell us about your strip show that you do. Thick Strip?
Thick
Strip.
Yeah, I have a body positive strip show.
Yeah. Is that at the same location where your mother got married?
No, but it could be the site of a future marriage. Yeah. It's just
Is it monthly? Or how long have you been doing it?
Things are still undecided. We've done two so far, and we know there will be more. We just don't know exactly when.
Yeah.
It's basically just like it's like a huge event that we put on, and like it takes a lot of planning.
Yeah.
And
it's like a raging success too, right?
It's pretty good. Yeah. We've been getting some good feedback. So yeah. I think it's like filling in a hole, like there isn't really anything like it. So I think it's kind of like a nice, especially in LA.
Yeah.
Where everyone's so fucking
burnt out on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
So
it's funny. It's funny fun. You do that. Well, I guess your opposition to dancing isn't really being like embarrassed or anything. You just don't get it.
Yeah, I just don't get joy from it.
Yeah, it doesn't spark
the way
joy.
I see people being like, oh my God, I just gotta dance right now. Feel the rhythm or whatever. Like, I just don't get like that sort of motivation to dance. Yeah. But like, I'll do it if other people want to dance. I don't want to be like that,
wet blanket.
Yeah, that's like,
it's just such a it's such a natural thing. And if you don't feel it, you don't feel it. And like, that's so many people try to dance when they clearly don't want to be dancing, and that's like,
that
just don't dance. Why not? Nobody's like, you don't have to dance.
I always feel like I'm missing out. Like, I'm like, am I just not getting it? Like,
yeah,
just listen to your body. You know,
I mean,
that's all I can say.
Yeah.
Have you ever met anyone who like didn't like movies or like doesn't like or like doesn't like music?
Yeah.
Like that's way worse than not.
Right? I mean, dancing, that is people worse. Like, yeah. But it also makes me feel like maybe I'm being like that.
No. I mean, it's different. Like, yeah. I mean, and also for like everybody's got that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody has something. I don't think it makes you a Philistine to not want to dance. Is that the right word?
There you go.
That's
Philistine.
The right word, right? Philistine.
Yeah. Why not?
As long as you.
I'm a Philistine, so I don't know.
You wouldn't know because you are one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. Okay. What about other weddings you've been to? Are there any that you remember more than the others?
Yeah, the more recent, like the friend weddings.
Yeah.
There were pretty recently, actually. One was like a year ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Eric's.
By your choice.
Yeah. Friend weddings are a lot more chill. I don't like family weddings because then you got to like be more contained and like, but friend weddings, you can like go fucking
do
nuts.
Do you remember like the first friend wedding that you went to? Like when the first time you were like, oh, I'm an adult. Yeah. Everyone. Yeah.
Oh,
it's the best one.
And it was like an extra fancy one where it was like a getaway sort of thing where we had to like go to a location and stay at a hotel.
Yeah.
So it felt very like, whoa.
Where are we talking?
Yeah.
It was, I'm worried that if I say it'll give away whose wedding it was.
Okay. Can you paint in some?
I already know, but I don't think,
I don't know if that's problematic.
I don't think so.
I don't know if you'd be pissed.
So. Give us a state.
It was in California.
Wow. Yeah. I can see it now.
Yeah.
But in an island.
Oh, Catalina?
Oh, you said it.
You didn't say it.
I think we've had them on our show, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, it's like since there's been, divorce.
Oh, there's drama?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know if I mean.
I don't know what's happened. I forget who it was. I just remember we talked to Catalina.
Let's not add that part.
That sounds fun. Catalina, though.
It was a lot of fun.
Whoever it was.
Whoever this person's wedding was.
I mean, that's fairly uncommon for your, like, because I feel like my first wedding was pretty fancy, but, like, usually it's, like, your friends at, like, college, and they, like, don't,
yeah.
like, it's, like, a regular-ass wedding, but, like, a good, like, go, like, destination wedding
mm-hmm.
with like in a fancy ass fucking hotel. That sounds nice.
Free hotel stay. That was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds really nice.
Good food.
I love hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that that's an excursion?
It was. Yeah. It was tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you wear?
Great question.
What did I wear? I think I wore, I remember I wore, I wore black, which only
classy.
I didn't know if that was like gauche or not.
I don't
think
so. I don't think it is.
Because I usually just wear black.
Yeah.
I don't like wear a lot of color.
You're like Louis C.K. in that way.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a lot like, well, other ways too. New Hour.
She wears black with a brick wall behind her.
Yeah. I have to carry a brick wall with me everywhere I go. Yeah. And I force people to watch me masturbate.
Right. Right.
But whatever. I wore black. I wore a blazer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And...
You probably didn't dance? Didn't dance.
I did dance.
You did dance.
I was drunk. I danced a little.
There it is.
I hooked up with one of his groomsmen.
Okay.
Did he rollerblade? No. He like was a homeowner. I was like, fuck, I should like date this guy.
Wow.
But he lived in Northern California, so.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't going to work.
Was he marquee groomsman or was he one of like the lesser ones?
Oh, he was like one of the top.
Oh, yeah.
He was like one of the stars. He was like supporting actor. Like,
good for you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big guy.
Like John Krasinski would have played him in like a Nancy Myers movie.
Yes. Yeah. And like, I remember looking at the wedding photos, like, a week later when they were online or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just saw one photo of me and him and he had like my lipstick all over his face.
And I was like,
oh, cool. Everyone can see this.
Yeah.
That's
classic,
dope.
Classic groomsman Polaroid.
Yeah, wow. That's like opening credits to Hangover 4 or whatever type shit. Yeah.
That's a great pull. That's really what you want to do is take down the star of the wedding.
Yeah.
If you can.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other wedding, do you remember much of?
Yeah, that one was a lot more chill, classic. It was actually, I loved it. It was maybe more if I ever had a wedding, the kind of wedding I would do.
Okay.
Where it was like really just low stakes, low key, like.
Yeah.
But it was nice. It was lovely and like.
Here in LA?
Yeah, it was here in LA. It was in Eagle Rock.
Okay.
And I loved it. I thought it was very cute and like, you know, it wasn't too much. It wasn't extravagant. And I was home by 11. It was like one of those weddings.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
We're like, we get the point. You're married, chill.
Yeah.
And then, you know, take some photos, talk to a few people, and then,
Go home. So it sounds like you did not dance at this wedding.
No, not really.
Yeah.
No. Took pics, said hi to people.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a dancey wedding? It doesn't sound like a dancey wedding.
It was a little dancey. It wasn't like a rager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was pretty dancey. There was a DJ, you know.
Yeah. So
Was it at the 20th Century Women's Club?
It was.
Yeah, that's a cool venue. That's like the Eagle Rock venue. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a really cool venue.
I loved it. I thought it was a very nice, like, classy,
beautiful,
good wedding. Yeah.
Is that an outdoor venue, indoor venue?
Indoor.
Both.
The
reception was outdoor.
Oh, okay.
And then everybody moved indoor to, like, eat and stuff.
Yeah.
And the ceremony was outdoor?
It was outdoor,
Okay.
It's like a big, it's right next to the Oyster, and it's like this big craftsman, big, beautiful, fucking badass craftsman house doing it for itself.
Okay.
And it's like a cool porch. Mm-hmm. I've been to a wedding there, is what I'm trying to say.
Very cool. So you're not really a dancer. What if you, let's say you're getting invited to a wedding. Do you have any weddings upcoming? This is wedding season.
Yeah.
You got some on the horizon?
I just got an invite. To one in September, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have to give away too many details if you don't want to, but you're going into this wedding. What do you look forward to, if not the dancing, when you head out to a wedding?
You
have a boyfriend in tow, potentially.
Yeah.
You got a date.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if he's coming with me.
Okay.
But he could, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be my first time going to a wedding with a plus one.
That's big.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I look forward to drinking for free.
Mm-hmm.
I like the open bar.
Sure.
Very
and,
cool.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Right? And I kind of just like sitting and talking. I really love the actual like vows part.
Mm-hmm.
I always get emotional.
Yeah.
Does it hit you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I
get
cry
a little
every
misty?
Time.
Really?
Yeah. I always cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it also here in California? Are you traveling for this one?
Yeah, but it's up north.
Oh,
so
fun.
It'll be like a 6-hour drive.
Okay.
Like
a little Bay Area.
A little Bay.
Okay.
A little Bay wedding.
Oh, that would be nice. That'll be nice. Okay. So you briefly alluded to what you envisioned for if you ever had a wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Care to extrapolate?
Great question.
You know, I don't really think about it much.
Yeah. Just when you see it, you're like, that feels my vibe.
If I go to a wedding and I'm like, oh, I would do that. Maybe, I guess. I don't know. But I do like the idea of it being not super extravagant, like very chill and laid back and like, I don't know, smallish. I don't want like a big thing, I don't think. I don't know.
Would it be religious? Are you still a religious person? Were you ever?
No, my mom is, though, and, like, I have a feeling she would force it upon me.
Jewish weddings are the best. Like, I wouldn't ignore that card if you have it to play.
I'd want to do a few of the traditional. Like, I like the chuppah or whatever. Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breaking the glass and shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that. I like some of the traditional stuff, but I don't really want it to be religious. So, like, I wouldn't want a rabbi or, like.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing with, like, all, like, traditional religious weddings. Like, you either have to go full on or. Or, like, nothing at all. It's like, well, I mean, like, you want to have, like,
can
pick
I
and
take,
choose.
Like, a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it would be, like, a whole thing. Like, if my grandparents were there, they're really old, so they'll probably change everything if they were there. Like, it would have to be, I don't know. Also, like, I'm an adult. Like, I shouldn't.
You shouldn't
care,
what?
Like, what my mom, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's still, weddings are sort of for the parents in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I would feel like if I were to ever have a wedding, it would be mostly for my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, not that much for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't really
that was the number one. That was the number one thing I had, like, the most trepidation about with getting married, is, like, having to deal with my family's, like, expectations about it and, like, all that. I just didn't want to deal with them at all.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, I wanted them to have a wedding, but, like, for that same reason. But, like, they just weren't into it. And
really?
I felt really bad about it. Yeah. Well, because they wanted, because it wasn't like the tradition, it wasn't at all traditional at all, but they really wanted the deep tradition.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough because, like, my mom is, like, super traditional, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to fucking, and, like, all my friends there are going to be like, what the fuck's going on? Like,
yeah,
it'll
sort
be
of disingenuous
so not
for
what
them.
They expect. Yeah. So I'll be like, who knows?
I would just do it. I almost went full Catholic ceremony. I wasn't raised in any sort of church. My Wendy is just Catholic. And I just sort of wanted to force a Catholic wedding on a bunch of people because I thought it'd be interesting.
True.
Nobody really is really doing tradition that much anymore. Everyone's just opting out for, like, their friends marrying them and stuff, which is great. That's what we did, too. But I think now it's sort of unique if you have something.
True, yeah.
But if it's not you, it's not you. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I'm just undecided.
Yeah.
I don't really think about it much.
Are you decided on getting married at all?
No.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of, like, a party. Like, I like the idea of, like, a celebration of some sort.
Yeah.
Like, I think it'd be cool to, like, throw, like, oh, we're going to stay together. we think. But I don't know if I want, like, a legal.
Oh, okay.
To actually make it, like, marriage license official.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the benefits, though. That's, like, where you get on each other's insurance and stuff.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I just don't fucking. It's just, like, it took me this long to just get into a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I'm also getting older. I'm getting more in that age where I kind of have to start thinking about this shit. So it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I'm undecided.
Yeah, you're fine.
But everyone I know is, like, in the same boat as me, and they're a lot older than me, so it's like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're 30, like, 30 is still super fucking young.
Yeah, it is and it isn't. Like.
Yeah.
I don't feel old, and I don't feel like I have any pressure, but then when I interact with my family, it's totally different.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, my mom is like, you were already 5 when I, you know, like, at my age. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
So on that side, I do feel the pressure. Like, my mom has, like, already talked to me about freezing my eggs.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah.
Just, like, wow. She went there, huh?
Oh, yeah. She's like, well, we don't think you're going to get pregnant anytime soon.
Wow.
Do you want to freeze your eggs? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Fuck.
No.
That's really intense.
Oh,
that's like.
But she's so casual about it, where it's just like, do you want to? I was like. What, huh?
I mean, that's such a generational thing. Like, parents, like, just got married and had a kid by 23. Like, that's just what they fucking did.
Oh,
and
totally.
Now it's like, you gotta fucking adjust. You gotta adjust for inflation. This, like, life is really fucking different right now
in a lot
of different ways.
Yeah. She kind of lives in a bubble where it's like, you know, because she sees, like, a few other people my age kind of doing the traditional thing. That to her is like a sign that I'm like the outlier and I'm like this crazy, like, oh, she's gonna be a spinster or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm more the norm than she realizes.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially here in LA.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
I do. It's weird because I...
A sister? Younger sister?
Right? I have two younger sisters.
Okay.
But they're both very young. Uh-huh. I'm like far older than both of them.
Okay.
My oldest sister.
Flower girls. They could be flower girls.
Yeah. If that happens.
Yeah.
They can just be like, they can pass out the Monster energy drinks or something.
Oh, that'd Dude.
That'd
be
I want rad. Monster to sponsor my wedding.
Oh, that'd be good. They probably would.
But that's the kind of shit I would do is I would have like a Monster energy drink.
Do you like Monster drink or you just like, you really do?
Oh, I like certain flavors. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The new line of Ultras are really good.
Okay.
Like Ultra Paradise.
Yeah.
Ultra Orange, I think.
Which one
Sunset,
is the
Sunset.
Which one is the powder blue one that's like in the, it's like, it's got like a real lemonade-y vibe to it, but it's like the can's powder blue. It was so good.
Is it? I can't remember.
I don't know. I can't remember. Yeah. But I love Monster.
I know there's
I'm just getting back to Monster.
Oh, Monster is actually pretty legit. Like,
yeah.
They get a bad rap because a lot of shitty people drink them, but.
Yeah,
there's a lot of like Monster stuff on
there's a lot
trucks.
Of like. Yeah,
people
yeah.
driving trucks, like big lift kit trucks, have For Monster sure. stickers on it.
And I think the company's actually pretty unethical too, is what I've heard. But
great,
the new line of Ultra products are really good. So
got it.
Okay, so you got your Monster wedding. Well, how much younger were your sisters?
Yeah, right. Okay. One of them is now 14.
Oh, okay.
And the other is like 7 or 8, I think.
Okay.
And yeah, I didn't really have a sibling until I was 16. So
okay. So pressure is sort of on you and not on you also.
Right. What's chill about it is like they have kids that they're dealing with where it's like, okay, maybe this relaxes you on the whole grandkid thing because you like are taking care of children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, my mom will twist it to be like, well, like, you know, your sister's not going to get married until I'm 80 or whatever.
Like, oh,
it
yes.
has to be you. Oh,
it's more it's more ammo.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm so thankful for my younger sister in that way. Like, she's just like the complete opposite of me in every way. Like, she just like hit all the beats that our parents wanted us to hit.
Oh, yeah.
And she like gave him a kid. Like, the kid's like a year old now. I'm like...
Perfect.
They just like, just give up on me. That's fine with me. That's okay
That's
with
nice.
Me. That's what I want.
It's a relief.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I got the same thing. My older sister had all the kids and got married first. Not that I was ever pressured to do that, but like.
Man, you guys ended up doing it, though.
You're carrying. Well, yeah, that's true.
Wait, what?
We don't have kids yet,
Wait,
though.
What?
Just the kid thing you were talking about.
Oh,
we ended up getting married, is what she's saying.
Oh, yeah. But that's like, that's just one. I think that's like a small part of it.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of, I mean, like my, you know, I've never made money in my life. And that's like a huge thing for my parents to have.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Same. Big time.
Also, like, didn't go to school. Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, I feel you on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go to school?
Yeah. I went to UC Davis.
Oh. Oh.
Up north.
Yeah. I was there for a summer. My brother went there for graduate school. Davis is a great town.
I love it. Yeah.
It's very, very libtard, but it's very fun.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not a libtard, but
it's
it was a little lefty for me.
No, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And it was like so different from, I grew up in the Valley, so it was very different from where I grew up, which I liked.
What did you study?
English.
Okay. Mm. Hey, that worked out. You're writing.
Yeah.
You're one of the people who majored in English, and it worked
and
out
it
for
you. Actually, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you've been writing for a while now.
Yeah.
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 That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for about 5 years, I guess. 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
That's pretty good, dude.
Yeah. I don't write as much as I'd like to. I feel like I've kind of been doing other stuff, which is fine, but I kind of want to get back into doing it more frequently.
Yeah. Because you're freelance or do you work with someone?
No, I'm freelance.
Yeah.
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 Did you move to San... Because you moved to San Francisco. And we met when you lived in San Francisco. You're a comedian in San Francisco. And,
I didn't know that.
Did you go there after... Right? Straight out of college? Or did you move back to the Valley?
No, what I did was I went to school up north in Davis. And then I moved to Oakland right after.
Yeah.
And then I lived there for about 2 years, started stand-up there, and then came back to L.A. and kept doing stand-up here.
Oh, okay.
Did, did you, this is getting a little Mark Maron-y, but did you move to, were you like, I'm going to do stand-up when you first moved there?
No, yeah. I did not plan on doing stand-up. I knew I wanted to do something in comedy. Like, I knew I always wanted to do something, like, funny. Yeah. I just didn't know it would be stand-up until, you know what's funny? Okay, because my friend from high school lived in San Francisco at the time that I moved to Oakland, and so I would hang out with her, and her dad did open mics.
Oh.
And so, yeah.
Okay.
I literally went with her to see her dad do an open mic. Oh,
that is so San Francisco.
I know.
That's the most San Francisco thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. And then from there, I was like, and it was awful. And the open mic sucked. I was like, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
Like, it felt super low stakes.
Sure.
That I was like, fuck it, let's do it. And so from there, I just kept doing it.
Well, then you like just happened to be at that same time, like this huge comedy thing happening in San Francisco at like the same time. All these people like
it was a good time to do comedy in the Bay. Like
that's awesome.
It wasn't there. It wasn't like the Mark Maron days or whatever.
It was like
Garcia and Thayer,
and Marcia. Okay. Yeah,
all those guys. Yeah, and like Sarah Gina and like all those people. Caitlin Gill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then did you move down here when all those other people did?
I moved before them, actually.
Yeah, so they copied you.
Yeah.
she came home.
Yeah. Yeah. They were just imposters.
No, I literally just ran out of money. I was like not finding work. And I was just like, I have to move home because I'm out of money.
Yeah.
And then I guess I'm just fortunate enough that home for me was L.A. So it was like falling upward, basically, where I was like, well, I'm broke, but I'm doing stand up in L.A. now. So I got lucky in that sense.
Yeah. Your boy, go ahead.
The rent that we pay now is cheaper than the rent that I paid when I lived in San Francisco very briefly in like 15 years ago.
It's ridiculous. Like
2005 was like, that was, it was very expensive.
But you, did you live in the city or did you live in Oakland?
I lived in Richmond in the city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, even Oakland was, when I was there, was getting up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's ridiculous. I don't even want to know what it is now, but back then, like, I was
I have
still
the number.
Paying a lot.
I can tell you.
Yeah. Right. It's bad. It's just bad there.
Yeah. Your boyfriend isn't a comic, is he?
No.
I thought you might answer like
no,
that.
No. I can't. No offense
is
to
he,
you guys.
Is he a rollerblader? Oh, no. Oh, I understand.
No.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, my God.
I don't think I could ever date a comic.
Have you ever dated a comic before?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No,
but
need
I
to.
Mean, no comics ever really tried hitting on me. So maybe if one fucking tried, maybe, but.
You're too funny.
No one's ever fucking tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always wondered why that is, because a lot of my equally funny friends get hit on, so I don't know why I wasn't getting hit on.
I think you dodged a bullet.
I mean, I'm grateful. I'm not pissed, but I would be curious. I would think about it, like, huh.
Yeah.
It's interesting how they're always going for my friends. No one's ever going for me.
Uh-huh.
But.
How long have you been doing comedy?
Like, I don't know. I think I started in, like, 2011.
Okay.
What is that?
That's eight years? Yeah.
Fuck. I didn't realize.
I've never seen you have a bad set.
Thanks.
I really haven't.
Well, you also haven't seen me in a while.
Hosting. Yeah, but I saw a lot of you for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And hosting shows doesn't count because that's hosting shows.
Hosting, yeah.
Like just straight up sets. You're so funny is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Have you ever seen me have a bad set?
No.
Yeah, I haven't done comedy in a while.
you pretty much killed it at those open mics that I hosted.
Silver Lake?
Yeah, at the lounge.
Yeah, those were so much fun. That's like some of my last favorite open mic memories.
Yeah.
Before we got into like the dearth of open mics and I stopped going.
I feel like, I don't know.
Wait,
man.
Do you guys still host an open mic at the Silver Lake Lounge?
No, we ended that a while ago.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, you just had a chill.
does anyone or Mario sort of put the kibosh on?
No, I don't know. I think there might be one on Sundays, maybe.
That sounds right.
But it's over. I think a lot of, I don't know what the scene is now even. I feel like there's a lot of open mics right now, not a lot of shows or something like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. We're in a weird place with the stand-up shows.
I think
shows
the stand-up seems very weird right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody, I hate to say this, but we had to cancel our most recent show because no one showed up.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Very humbling.
But it's
I really
just...
don't miss it at all.
Are you officially not doing stand-up anymore?
No, I mean stand-up in L.A.
Oh, in L.A.
I'm actually doing, like, I mean, we just got done getting off the road. I do kind of a lot.
Oh,
I don't
go
to open mics because I'm lazy in that way. But
I feel like the East Coast, it's just totally different.
Yeah.
There's so much, there's a lot of shows, and there's a lot of people who want to go to shows. That's not the case in L.A. Like, there aren't a lot of shows, and people aren't really stoked to see stand-up here. Like, it's
New York's like that, too. New York's like...
Oh, really?
I felt like the audience, the crowds in New York that I've seen, I haven't, like, gone up too many times there, but... Sorry, I thought I had to burp.
Excuse you.
It's like that. It's like, well, they're just, like, there's just too much entertainment. And, I mean, I don't know. But it's still New York and L.A., so, like...
Right.
It's always going to be cool.
The good shows people seem to go to still. Like Hot Tub Soap people still go to.
There are the mainstays that will always be popping, but like.
And then there's some new Blue Rooster shows that are doing well, I think.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Faded.
Oh, this is very inside baseball now. Yeah, okay.
But I think people have burnt out on stand up.
I think so too.
It's been like the thing to do.
The bubble burst a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You think it burst already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't?
I don't fucking know, but
I think your standard.
I mean, it's close. If it hasn't, then I feel like
There's just too many. There's too many of us. Not enough stage time.
And not enough like quality. The boilerplate comedy, like six comics, kind of just sit down and do a stand up show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like is boring to people.
Yeah.
Just with, I mean, Alec is nodding his head. He's a young kid. He's 23. He agrees.
Yeah.
What do you like to do, Alec? Experiential shows? I hear having an experience.
You like the weird stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That. Just like not just going to a show and sitting down passively and watching a show. I think people like to be involved in shows.
Involved.
Well, here's an example.
I mean, like,
this is a focus group now. Like, hey, youngster, let me pick your brain about it.
But like all you do is like curate the entertainment that you're like the movies, the music, the comedy, all that shit. It's like, but in other real parts of the world, like people have like, oh, I'm going to go to a comedy show once a month every like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it just hits harder. It's realer, I think.
That's true. There's almost too much to do. But there was one show, Harold Kramer has a show where, Squat.
I'm doing that next week.
Yeah. Have you ever done it before?
I've done it a long time ago when it was at the original, like at the Meltdown.
Yeah, where it was just in the alley.
Yeah, not his new thing now.
The Crawl.
Yeah, The Crawl sounds interesting to me.
I did it like 2-3 weeks ago. Went to do it with a lot of apprehension because I was like, what is this going to be? No microphone. The conceit is you walk around. It's like a bar crawl. You walk around town, a neighborhood, and you stop like four different destinations and two comics just do like on street comedy, no microphone, there's a DJ.
That's fun.
And it ended up being a blast, but I went into like this is gonna be such a weird show, but then it was like it was different.
Yeah. That's,
and also there were like 35-40 people who showed up.
That's cool. Yeah, that's like it would be nice to have something like that, but
yeah, I think that's what people are. Audiences might
audiences
be hungry for.
Like more things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want the underground shit, man. They don't want the mainstream bullshit, man. They want the underground, the real willy nilly.
Well, everyone's doing like one person shows now. Like
That's another thing.
That is such a New York thing. I feel like that migrated from New York.
I could see that. But now
this is a very. Yeah.
Yeah. This is inside baseball. It's all right.
All right. Sorry.
No. I want to talk about it.
We're all talking about it.
Yeah.
No, the one person show I feel like is also like a spinoff of all the clown classes and stuff.
Right.
But yeah.
I love the thing that, did you guys see the thing that Kurt Braunohler did where they like had poetry and they like took a gondola out?
Yeah.
Under the water,
on
like the harbor?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Gondola comedy?
Yeah.
That was like 15 people though.
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah. It did look fun.
Yeah.
At some point, I don't know, that's very niche, and I don't know how you...
Yeah. My brain just doesn't work that way, where I'm like, what experiment could I do? Like, I just want to fucking talk about my pussy or whatever. Like, let's just keep it simple. I just want to do my pussy jokes and get off. Like, I don't know.
I love that.
and you sort of need the environment to work on the pussy material so you can like eventually take it on the road to where there are gondola comedy shows.
To where people will welcome me with open arms in the Midwest talking about my pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I bet they really would though.
They would really, no, I don't do well in those areas.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
I mean, because it's all like very like. I feel like I confuse a lot of those kind of guys because they're like, oh, she's talking about sex and like her pussy. But like a lot of it is just like insulting men and how stupid men are. Right. So they're like conflicted. Where they're like, I don't know if I should laugh or not.
Yeah.
She's making fun of me.
But fuck the men in the audience. Like,
Right.
Seriously, though. No, but serious. Yeah. I don't know. I think to me, it's like you have to be. At this point, like, you have to be some sort of niche. Like, I just want to make people laugh who are going to like my shit. And, like, if you don't like my shit, I'm not going out of the way to make you laugh. Because there's enough people that I'm, like, looking that would get what I'm trying to do. And, like, I'd just rather make them laugh.
100%. Yeah, I feel you on that. And, like, yeah, the more confident you are with, like, who you are as, like, creative. The more the less you give a shit if people care, like it or not.
Yeah. You don't have your own show, do you?
Stand-up show?
Yeah.
No, not right now.
Okay. Why did I think you did?
Where did you have it? It was like one of the last shows I did before I moved, left LA, and there's like, what the fuck was it? Is it the Mexican restaurant?
Oh, El Cid?
What?
No. Masa. Oh, what's the other one called?
Oh my God, that was so long ago.
What is the name of that fucking restaurant?
That restaurant doesn't even exist anymore.
I bet.
Oh, on Sunset?
I was like,
yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
What the fuck was that place called?
Oh, no.
It was right across from
It was right
bar.
Next to Dinosaur Coffee.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot the name of it.
I had no idea there was Dinosaur Coffee there. But it's like, they made their own tortillas, and the food was like, it was really expensive. That was the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that where the wall was for the guy who killed himself? The Elliot Smith wall.
Yeah, it was right there. Yeah. Fuck, what's the name of that place?
It started with an M.
It was like an M.
It wasn't Masa, because that's an Echo Park.
No, you know what? Should I Google it?
I think it's gone. I went there once for a Cinco de Mayo, if that helps.
Yeah, that's fun.
It was fun. Me and Wendy. Couple of marks. But you don't run that show anymore.
No, that show ended a while ago. And then, like, I'll keep trying to start shows with people, and then they go to shit, and I don't really...
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out the name of this, because I won't be able to think about anything else if we
can. Is it Mucho? No.
No.
That's a burrito
Moss.
Place.
Fuck.
What is it, Alec?
I'm not listening.
Oh, good.
Oh, great. Was it like Masa or something? Like
it was Masa was. Yeah, I want to say Masa, but it wasn't.
I feel like it was four letters, but it wasn't Masa.
Oh, what was it?
Oh wait.
Oh my God, I'm gonna text Katie.
Let me ask my wife.
I'm gonna text Katie.
I would say hold for edit, but this is such high drama that I just want to hang with every moment of this until we find it.
What was the name of the...
Mole.
Give me the details again and I'll do this.
Strong.
It's four letters, maybe. Oh. It's...
Molo!
Molo!
It wasn't a date.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Drew. Molo! Thank you, Drew.
Yeah, because it's like... because okay.
It was Malo.
Oh,
it
was my nurse. God.
It was not a date.
It was Malo.
That was killing me.
When Drew and I first started dating, then she met her ex-husband there. When we had just started, she's like, oh, he just wants to meet, and they're going to have... And I was like, you going to go on a date with your ex-husband right now? And it was not a date. It was not a date, but it was at Malo.
Oh, my God. I have so much sweat right now.
It is very warm in here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have worn this bodysuit.
I'm sorry, Malo. It's so hot in here. Malo.
Malo,
which translates to bad.
Bad.
Oh, is that what that translates to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh, that's clever.
Yeah.
What sucks is that I guess it was bad because they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It was so expensive.
It was and very it pricey.
It was okay. It just wasn't worth it.
So wait, you did a show in the bar area there?
It was the upstairs.
Oh, I didn't even know there was an upstairs.
Yeah, I mean, I joined that one late. It was like already an established show.
Yeah.
And I'll do that sometimes. People ask me to hop on a show like, oh, do you want to join us? This person left or whatever. And it's like, all right. And then it like always goes to shit. So. Yeah.
I wish there was like a cool comedian word.
For hopping on a show.
Yeah, like a...
You want to you Stevenson? You want to tag? You want to tag on this show?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Human tag.
Why did you, were you ever on The Business? Why did I think you were on The Business?
No, I'm like a friend of the biz, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, that's okay. What I want. I would love like a weekly like The Business, but
yeah, or Sauce. Yeah. Sauce has a good thing going.
Yeah, yeah. Sauce got a good thing going. Oh. I don't know, man. It's tough.
Yeah. Do you want to start a show with me?
Yeah, you want to start a show?
Start a
that
show
should
together.
Be what this podcast turns into. Yeah. It's just
start one. We need three more people, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys, at least six people need to start a comedy show now, also, is like the new model.
Well, I mean, I think that's just because it's such hard work.
It is.
And, you need a bunch of friend groups to draw on to get that thing off the ground.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is when six comedians start a show and then they hire a producer who does all the work.
Yeah.
And then so it's six comedians and the one person who's doing all the work.
Yeah.
You're right.
Do you think
there it is? Okay, is there anything you want to ask us about weddings or our wedding specifically? Anything goes. You can ask whatever the fuck you want.
No holds barred. Great question, Eric.
Well, how'd you guys propose?
Oh, great question.
Did you propose or were you proposed too?
Yeah. We've covered it on this podcast, but we'll go.
Yeah.
You're the guest. You've asked.
It's fine. I don't really care. I can ask another question.
I did mine on a hike in Griffith Park. Hike on Griffith
Park.
That's
cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
We used to live right by there. It was fine. I didn't prepare enough, but it was fine. She said yes.
Clearly.
I produced the wanted response.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's it. I was giving her the Cliff's Notes version.
Oh, like we're doing Cliff Notes?
Yeah,
oh,
I'll ask question. But so give me the Cliff's Notes.
So we were going to go to the airport in the morning because Drew was going to go see your family. And then I was like trying to set up this like beach. It was like because of the beach right by LAX. So I was like, let's go to the – go. She had like a 6 a.m. flight. I'm doing the reverse. What's the opposite of Cliff Notes?
The scenic route?
Yeah. I'm doing the Russian translation.
Unabridged.
And so I was like all night was like pushing this. Let's stay up all night and then drive out to the beach like early before your flight. And I was just pushing it all night. And then she was like, what the fuck are you doing? And she thought I was going to break up with her. Because she thought that I was like trying to like not have like a public scene before taking her to the airport. And then I was like, no. And I'd had the ring. My problem was the ring. The ring I didn't know what to do with the entire day. And I just like, I threw the box away immediately when I got it for some for some fucking reason, like, why did I do that? That is, like, that is...
It's like you've never seen a rom-com ever.
No, that's me in a nutshell. It's like,
packaging. What, you don't need that.
I'm going to do the opposite thing of the one thing that you should not do. Like, I'm going to do it. And then so I was just terrified of losing the ring the whole night. And but then it was fine.
Chill.
Yeah. Did that give you everything you want?
Yeah. Should I ask another question? So it's
if
like,
you have one, if you have one in the hopper, if you have one in the hopper.
I'm trying to think of maybe something you haven't answered yet. That's like a unique question.
Is there anything, how about your status and where you are in your relationship? Do you have any like long term, have you ever lived with a guy?
No.
Okay.
I think that would be the next step. But
yeah.
I don't know when the fuck that's going to happen.
Yeah. Is that something you've been dead set against or it just hasn't been in the cards?
Oh, I want to do it. I think I want to do it more than he does.
Okay.
But maybe like we haven't hit a year yet.
Yeah.
I think we should like hit a year first.
Sure.
And then discuss it from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to like not get too like because I'm a fast mover. I'm like, let's
me
get,
too.
You know, really? I like to. Yeah, which has always fucked me up in the past. So now I'm trying to like be slow and like chill and like not try to rush things.
Yeah. I think a year is a good timetable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because moving in too soon, I've done it and it's really messy and really expensive.
Right. And I don't have a lot of money. So if we move in together, it like has to be like we're in this for a while.
Yeah. Is he your age, older, younger?
He's older. He's a little bit older.
Okay.
He's like 34.
Mm hmm.
So.
Okay.
Rollerblade? Does he rollerblade?
No.
What else do you look for in a man besides rollerblading?
Skateboarding.
Yeah. Bad Boys? You like the Bad
Lime.
Boys?
I'm into Lime now. I got a thing for the Lime scooters.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a joke.
Yeah.
I think they're awful.
I'm more of a bird guy myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're pro-bird. Yeah. All right. No, I don't really... I don't know, man. I'm not picky.
All right. What about getting proposed to yourself? Have you ever... Like, do you wear jewelry? Is that... do you care about stuff like that?
I don't really... No.
Do you want to get proposed to, or would you be open to proposing?
I think with my guy now, it would have to be me being like, we're getting married.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely isn't the, like...
But he asked for your number.
That's true.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've had to do everything. Like, literally, that's the only time he ever took initiative.
Okay.
Which but I like.
Yeah.
But it's working. It's the Jew in me.
I like being the bossy one who, like, makes all the plans and tells him what's,
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah. I think we have a good dynamic where I don't mind if it's going to be like, okay, we're getting married next year.
Yeah. Like, he might even like that himself.
Yeah. Okay, dude. He's already told me. He's like, I'm indecisive, so you just tell me what to do. And I was like, all right.
Really?
That's chill.
Yeah, that's very chill.
We can do that. Yeah. It's a good dynamic for me.
My sister-in-law proposed to my brother-in-law.
I like that.
On Segway scooters.
Wow. I like that less.
Wow. I like that detail.
Well, no, Segways get a bum rap because it's the scooter revolution.
Do they even exist anymore?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
The creator of them drove one off a cliff.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's
just sweet, sweet poetic justice.
Yeah,
and they just got scooted off the little sidewalk by all the other scooters, little scooters.
Yeah. Although, apparently, this thing's not going to last long. It's just a trend.
Oh, thank God.
Is that true?
I've been told.
God.
Well,
really?
Megan Keister is giving me all the 401. Because she did a hard-hitting article.
Yeah.
Like, on all the specifics. So yeah. I got some of the deets from her.
Okay.
And it's a failing business. They're active. They're just losing money every minute of the
day.
They're
a movie pass.
Yeah, they're basically like movie pass.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. I really hope she takes down the entire scooter.
She's just going to take it down.
She's going to take it down.
For wow. sure.
But the,
and then some British actress plays her in a movie in 20 years.
The scooters, though, I feel like I just saw like mopeds are like these little electric sit down scooters.
Yeah, these new things keep popping up. I don't get it.
As a means,
I don't like it. I hate it. I'm like,
yeah.
Or at least don't go on the fucking sidewalk.
Seems pretty dangerous.
Why are you on the sidewalk? That's for walking.
Yeah.
You need a real specific space for. You need a lot of space, and it's got like Atlanta had a good thing. When we're in Atlanta, they have all these like broad ass sidewalks.
Yeah.
And, bridges and shit, like perfect.
It's not good for LA, and they don't wear helmets, which always like gives me a panic every time I see it. It's like, you're gonna die. Like that's just you're just waiting to get hit.
There's like 14-year-olds riding two at a time.
Right.
That's a thing here. That's a thing here where it's like they just get like hot wired, and there's like an 11-year-old on like scooting down the street.
Yeah.
There's just no
middle of the night. Yeah.
There's no protocol. There's no safety measures. I know. This is how I know I'm getting old, where I'm like, oh, no, you're going to die. Like, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not like fidget spinners. It's like a real fucking. They're like.
Yeah.
They're just like stacks of them. When you see like 7, 8 of them on a fucking sidewalk, just like thrown, like strewn across. Oh.
Yeah.
And they just expect you to know how to use them the first time.
Oh, so you've dabbled.
No. From observation.
Okay. I've ridden them and I feel like a jackass every time I do.
Do they?
Did you like it?
Video?
Of course I liked it. Of course. It's a motorized thing. It's fun.
But how do you know how to work it?
I'm not in the corners.
It's pretty intuitive. It's just like a
intuitive, yeah.
Yeah. It's a go and a brake and a scooter.
All right. Well, I guess it's not that.
The LA is like not built from it because the roads
it's
in LA are like awful. And like you hit one bump on the thing and like, well, I'm going to kill myself.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck in your wedding in September. Do you know what you'll be wearing in September?
No.
Anything on your vision board yet?
You know, sky's the limit. I really.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I like that.
Probably a dress of some sort.
Will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Get out on that dance floor.
Yeah, you know what? I might. I just might.
Or
I will.
I don't know
if I'll enjoy it, but I know I will.
Okay. Do you ever do the ecstasy or something? That usually gets people dancing.
I've never done ecstasy.
Okay.
I'm too scared.
Okay. All right.
That's
I mean,
pretty
I'll
good
do mushrooms.
Idea.
To do.
Of like a bride, like a person getting married who's like has never danced before and they have to dance at their wedding.
Never been danced.
Never been danced. Never been danced.
Never been danced.
montage. There's like a montage.
Yeah.
Of dancing.
Yeah, of course, Natch.
and then a big wedding at the end with another montage of dancing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think we
just
figured
a small
it out.
Idea.
I think we figured it out. Allison, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I hope it was everything you hoped it would be.
It was I literally everything I thought we were going to talk about, we talked about. So yeah. I'm glad.
Do you have a thick strip, the next thick strip?
No, we don't have that planned yet. But you can just follow me and.
And that has its own Instagram too, right?
Yeah.
You're Allison Stevenson on all the soch?
No, I'm Just About Glad.
That's it.
I'm Just About Glad on Twitter, Instagram, and then,
Okay. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
Allison Stevenson. Well, there you go. That's Allison Stevenson.
Hell yeah, dude. That was a good-ass talk.
That was a good-ass talk. Yeah. I apologize for my weird dismount after the end, and I apologize to her for the weird dismount. Did I fizzle it? Was that my fault?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about either.
Should I have apologized for not inviting? You said that you've done this before. You've apologized people for not coming to your wedding.
Yeah, few people. I was like, we boffed it. You should have been there. Yeah. I apologize.
You should have been there. Yeah. There's only one other person that I want to apologize that I would care about. Allison was one, and there's only two people. And the other person I want to apologize to, but I don't know if I should. And I'm kind of nervous about it.
Have they been a guest?
So that's a little cliffhanger. That's your fun little group. They are not, they've never been on a guest on the show. They're not married. They are in the Forever Dog family.
Oh, that.
So there's a fun cliffhanger.
That is juicy, Eric.
They are a host of another Forever Dog podcast.
I think I know who it is.
No, you don't. No, you fucking don't.
I think I might.
No, you don't fucking know me. Is it too soon to get? Is it too soon to go there? Can we joke about being mad at each other yet?
No? Well, if you want to keep picking at the scab before it's healed, Eric, let's do it.
Yeah, let's not. Let's not. I feel like it would be fun to talk about it more in a real way.
Yeah,
but we can do it slowly. We don't have to rush it.
Let's do it when we have a guest drop out, which is,
and just have a big that's what I don't want to do. I don't want to have a big hash fest. I want to talk about it like in increments as we go.
I think it's only going to get better. Like I say, I think it had to happen. I've had fights with like that with people who are still very close friends of mine, and that might be the reason we're so close.
Okay. But a lot of stuff was said.
On both sides.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. A lot of stuff was said.
Yeah.
And I feel like that needs to be addressed still.
This is so juicy.
On both sides. Yeah. On both sides.
Yeah.
I would love to hear what I said that was so insulting. But we could talk about it.
You know what you said.
You don't. No, I literally don't. That's why I want to hear.
Oh, you don't remember.
I know exactly what you said.
Yeah. I remember what I said.
We don't. I know you do. And we don't have to talk about it yet. We can cliffhanger. We'll talk about it next week on Groomzilla.
All right.
Is this good podcasting? Did this just become a good podcast?
It's fraught with tension. It's fraught. You know what I want this?
Look, actual tension.
You know what I want this? You know what I want this podcast to be? I want it to be a record of the dissolution of a friendship. Just 1 week to the next.
You know how that happens? Keep it up. Just like Gout.
Just like Gout. Yeah. Thanks, Kyle. All right, buddy. Let's talk again next week.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, he didn't say I love you back.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.